Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Red Tent Wisdom Radio with Cindy Harris, your host. I want to take this time to thank each of you for joining me. Today's topic is actually about sleeping naked and other stuff. Yes, sleeping naked. Why do I recommend sleeping naked? Oh my gosh, so many reasons. One, it feels amazing. Let me tell you, if you take the time out to invest in some seriously awesome Egyptian cotton sheets, like 600, 800 count, I'm telling you, your whole sleep experience will be something magical. But the reason why I'm really talking about sleeping naked is not just about sleeping naked. It's about really paying attention to the types of clothes that you wear, because as women, our bodies are so sensitive to what we wear, and we don't even realize it. You know, our love of yoga pants and, you know, tight-fitting jeans and thong underwear and all this other crazy stuff we're wearing nowadays really does have an impact on your yoni health, your vaginal health. Because so many times, and plus the materials, I mean, I remember I went into Victoria's Secret about 2 months ago, and, you know, and they're looking for some new bras and panties and all that good, happy stuff. And I remember I walked straight in, and all I could find were microfiber underpants. Now, wouldn't it be a bad thing if they had a cotton crotch? Actually, probably a bad thing, even with a cotton crotch, to be honest with you. But I thought, you know what? Where are the cotton underpants? Because I only want to deal with cotton. I'll do lace every now and then, but it has to have a cotton crotch. And the reason being is, if you're going to sweat or have any kind of moisture in, you know, your vaginal region, you do not want microfiber absorbing it, because all that does is help release those chemicals into your system. So I finally locate a salesperson, and I ask him, I go, where are the cotton underpants? They're like in the middle of the store towards the back of the store. So I go there and take a look, and I'm looking around me, and I was amazed how many things that touch the most intimate parts of our bodies are made from fake materials. Now, we take so much for granted. You know, we assume that everything we buy is safe, but we know better. You know, if you read the news online, if you listen to the news, if you just use common sense sometimes, you realize the stuff you're dealing with isn't good for you, especially when you purchase something or you open up a package. Let's say you order something online, you open it, it comes in the mail, and you open a package and it smells weird. Those are chemicals. Even if you wash some of this stuff, it still has that smell to it sometimes for 2-3 washings after later. Those chemicals are being absorbed by your body. You know, our skin is the largest detox organ of our body. It means it has has the greatest ability to absorb stuff as well as absorb toxins and release toxins from our body. And people, we don't think about it. We just think it's the covering that keeps all of our body, our internal organs in place. But it really has a very important function, and it's not just to keep our internal organs in place. Our skin is our first line of defense, basically. So if you're not paying attention to what you're buying and wearing and putting on your body, you run the risk of increasing infections. You know, one of the biggest things right now, I remember there's a Monistat commercial. I may have talked about this on a previous show. But there's a Monistat commercial, and I hate this commercial. I can't even be polite about it. I hate the commercial. It's got this little young girl. She's 20, probably 20-something, and she's laughing. You know, talking about yeast infections. They're annoying. They're this, they're that. Hello, Monistat was a drug that you had to go to a doctor to get a prescription for when I was younger. It was not readily available at the drugstore, at CVS, at Walgreens, at wherever. You know, it wasn't. You had to go to see a doctor because yeast infections were not that common back in the day. And this has just been the past 30, 40 years maybe. No, I take it back, probably the past 25, 30 years. You couldn't just walk into a drugstore and pick up Monistat. That's how prevalent, that's how off balance, that's how off whack, you know, our bodies are right now, especially in reference to our yoni health. You know, and it's unfortunate because younger, you know, women in their 20s, teenagers, I'd probably say maybe early 30s, aren't even aware of the fact that you couldn't buy Monistat over the counter. You had to go to a doctor. So what is that saying about the health of our bodies? What is that saying about how we are caring for ourselves these days? You know, we're not taught how to really take care of ourselves. There are more things available nowadays. Women are now starting to discuss more, you know, reference to our reproductive health, learn how to take better care of our bodies, honoring ourselves as women, which I love. But there's still so much information needs to be shared. So going back to Victoria's Secret, so I'm looking around the store, and like I said, there's so much microfiber. There's polyester, microfiber. That stuff is not good for us. Because what happens is when you sweat, and this is the stuff that our fitness clothes are made out of. Look at the material that your fitness clothes are made out of. All that anti-wicking that wicks away the moisture, you know, it does, but it doesn't, because once again, it's the chemicals. So as this is doing the job of whisking away the moisture, it's leaving residue behind in your body that your body is absorbing, that your yoni is absorbing. So we have to really be careful about things that we're putting on. And if you're accustomed to wearing yoga pants all day long, let's say you go from your workout and you go just spend the rest of your day running around, you don't take a shower in between to change your clothes, you now have all that bacteria building up in your clothing from your workout when you were sweating. Now, I know that sounds disgusting, but there are some people that do it. They don't think twice about it. They don't work. They don't think they get work up big enough, or work up enough of a sweat to have to change their clothes, or they get sidetracked what they're doing because they're so busy. But you've got to be in the habit of taking that time out to change your clothes. If you're working out, take the time, give yourself enough time to take off your workout clothes, shower, and put on fresh clothing. And preferably not another pair of yoga pants. Preferably you're going to put on something that fits a little bit looser just to give your body some time to breathe. You know, our skin is a living, breathing organ. It's not just there. It's covered in like millions and probably billions of pores. So we have to really learn how to be conscious of what we're doing to ourselves. You know, and I talk about, you know, being a woman, being a sacred woman, and learning how to really honor your body temple. It is the little things that we have to think about. You know, yes, you know, I was laughing because, you know, thong underwear is still so popular amongst women because they don't like panty line. Men love panty line, just so you know, men do love panty line because it's like a forbidden thing they get to see. But everything that we wear that's tight around our vaginal area runs the risk of causing more infections for us. Yes. So beware of the microfiber underpants. I mean, they used to be, they're still putting cotton lining in it, at least to pretend that they're giving you something to protect you. Now they don't even care anymore. It's all straight microfiber. So if you're going to be out there purchasing new underwear, even if you don't need new underwear, my recommendation is at least have several pairs of cotton underwear as well to wear so your pussy, I'm going to put it out there as that, can breathe. She needs to be able to breathe. Yes. It's a living, breathing organ. It may not live and breathe like our lungs do, but it still needs special care and attention. And in reference, like I said, to the yoga pants and all these other clothes are wearing that fit very tight. The tight jeans. Oh, my God. I've seen women in jeans so flipping tight. It's like, wow. And that stuff is not healthy for us, guys. It's not healthy. It cuts off blood supply. It cuts off blood supply. There is a blood supply that runs in your vaginal region that you do not want to be impinging. You want to make sure the blood supply flows. One of the reasons I think we're having so many reproductive problems is because one of all the chemicals in our diet, but also because we're not taking care of that region properly. We're not really honoring that space because, once again, we're not taught the importance of it, of her care. So that's why I get back to the sleeping naked. Sleeping naked is so important because it gives your body a chance to actually be free of, at least at night, because I know women, you know, with the underwire bras is another topic of mine, because, you know, we wear the underwire bras, we're in them all day, and by the way, the underwire also presses up against, you know, blood vessels and nerve endings, and underwire bras are not the best for us. Yes, I know there are those of us, because I have to wear them. I have to wear an underwire bra. You know, I'm a busty person, and I have to wear them during the day, but I try to make a habit in the evenings of taking it off to make sure that I'm giving my body the opportunity to actually just, once again, to be able to relax. You know, I massage the area. I do a breast massage every day to just really make sure that everything is flowing. You've got to be so careful. Your body is so precious. So watching with the underwire bras. I even invested in, I was laughing because the Genie bras, you see the infomercials on TV, I was laughing because I think they're like the most god-awful ugly things, but guess what? I own a couple of them. And those jokers, I actually will wear them on the weekends. They're really comfortable. It surprised me. They're really comfortable. Gives me the coverage that I need, but it once again gives me the opportunity to give my breast tissue a chance to relax. If we start thinking in terms of, look how prevalent breast cancer is nowadays, that's something else that was not a huge topic back when I was younger. Yes, the topic came up periodically that somebody had breast cancer, but women are getting breast cancer. They're, as young as teenagers now are getting breast cancer. Women in their 20s are getting breast cancer. You know, this, and when I was growing up, it was women in their 50s and 60s that were going through perimenopause or had actually gone through menopause. It was very rare to hear about a younger woman having cancer, breast cancer. So you got to really stop and think, what's going on? What is going on that's making all these health issues so prevalent in our society? There's something going on, and it means that's like a warning cry for us. We need to be paying more attention to what we're doing. We need to really be clear about how we are going to take care of our bodies and take the responsibility for the care of our bodies to learn how to tap into how to have better health. You know, also learning how to take care of yourself, not only, like I said, talking about, you know, the sleeping naked, and I'll get back to that in just a second. Sleeping naked also, well, let's talk about it now. The sleeping naked part also goes with when you go to bed at night, because I know there's some women that actually go to bed fully clothed. Some of them even wear bras to bed because, they're uncomfortable with the weight of their bust line. But switch to a Genie bra. You know what I'm saying? If you must wear a bra at night because maybe you are, you know, bustier and the weight of your breast is uncomfortable, then wear a Genie bra, something that there's no underwire. This is going to actually hold your breast in place but not be pressing on your nerves, not to be pressing on, you know, vital blood tissue, blood vessels. I want you guys to really just, like I said, keep thinking about this and allow yourself to sleep naked because, one, it's just such an awesome experience. You know me. I talk about sexuality and sensuality. I love the topic because being a woman, you're automatically a sensual person. Just the way we're built, the way we feel, the way we move, it's just automatic sensuality, just being a woman. And when you learn how to just be comfortable in your own skin and in your body, you want to start doing more things that feel sexier, that feel more sensuous. You want to do more things that are going to really draw attention to your body, not so much for other people, but for yourself. And like I said, sleeping naked gives your body the chance to actually, your skin a chance to really breathe. All it has to contend with are the sheets and blankets. That's it. It's not being, you know, pressed upon by waistbands. It's not being pressed upon by sleeves and anything else you may be sleeping in. I used to laugh. Even as a little kid, I hated sleeping in pajamas. I used to hate pajamas. I would somehow wind up out of the darn things before morning. And gowns? Oh, let's not discuss putting me in a nightgown. That was a nightmare and a half. I somehow would wind up twisted around my neck. I hated being in clothing. So when I finally got to college is when I finally just did away with any type of pajamas, T-shirts, whatever. Nothing. I started sleeping nude once I got to college. And it just, you feel different. One, you learn how to become more aware of your body. And as once again, as women, I think this is so important that we have that awareness, that we start to make peace with our bodies. You know, I talked in older shows that I've done. I tell you guys, I live down here in South Florida, and it's so funny because my closet doors, we're obsessed with mirrors down here for some reason, probably to catch the sunlight, but both closets in my bedroom are mirrors. Both of the doors on the closet are mirrored. So I get up in the morning, and the first thing I see is me. There I am. There's no avoiding it, because in Ohio, you didn't have to look at yourself because we only had medicine cabinets for the most part. The only time you found a full-length mirror in Ohio was if you bought one and put it on the door. And you may have a larger mirror in the bathroom, but it was highly unlikely. So here, it's just kind of like you get real familiar with the look of your body, because when you get out of bed, you are faced with yourself each and every morning. So luckily, feeling good about me and being confident and being at peace with my body, it doesn't bother me. Matter of fact, I get up in the morning, I stretch, I feel good. It's like, oh my gosh, I have to laugh out loud because, you know, there I am. Hi. All the lumps and bumps and curves and whatever that are going along with the process right now. So as we continue talking about this, like I said, I want you to think about it. What can you do to really start to honor your body. What changes can you make in some of the clothing you're wearing right now? Are you wearing the tight jeans? Are you, you know, wearing the thong underpants or the really tight panties? Are you wearing the microfiber? Do you spend all day in yoga pants? Are you wearing pantyhose? Are you wearing Spanx? Oh my gosh, you know, those garments are even the worst things that we can put on our bodies, because once again, they hold in all that moisture, they're constricting our bodies. And don't get me wrong, I personally love corsets. I actually own a couple real corsets, not this crap you find at Victoria's Secret that's got the bendy plastic, you know, wire, the plastic inside of it, you know, for the to give it shape. I have the bona fide corsets, the ones that are made with the steel boning, the whole nine yards. They're beautiful. And I do wear them periodically because I love how they feel and I love how they look. But I don't wear them every day. So we have all this shapewear out there that also is issues for women. You got to really think, you're pushing and prodding and shoving stuff around in your body, and once again, you're constricting the flow of your blood vessels. You're pinching nerves and don't understand it. So now we're having all this extra pain we don't know about. So you've got to really start being conscious of what you're doing with your body. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing like when we put all that stuff on and everything's shaped up and we put on those clothes and our clothes do fit better and look great. But you know, sometimes, but you can't do that every day. That should be like for a special occasion. That shouldn't be something you're doing every day. If you really understand how to really enjoy better health. And I'm only doing this show as a topic today because I know so many women are really suffering through things like, female reproductive system disorders. Some of that is stress that we're going through. Some of it is hormonal. Some of it is diet. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things because our bodies are such delicate things. You know, we don't even understand how the body works. And it's amazing. I laugh when it comes to human beings. We can be so flippant smart and so stupid at the same time. Somehow, some way, we think we're going to outsmart God's creation. The universe created perfection. And when it created us, it created moving parts and things that are so microscopic and so intricate that as human beings, our brains are not going to comprehend it. So we find bits and pieces, and then we'll focus on those bits and pieces and think that's really great. For example, when they bring like different nutrients out, or they find some superfood, or they find some component of some herb that's really great, and they totally forget that particular component is great because of all the supporting roles of the additional nutrients that are around it. You know, so we think we can do so much, and while we do great things, we have to remember that we don't know 100% what goes on with our bodies. So sometimes we just have to pull it back and just go back to the basics, because the basics work. So as you're learning how to, like I said, to really appreciate your body, learning how to take better care of your yoni and your reproductive system, you're going to start paying more attention to what you're doing in reference to, like I said, the clothing you put on your body, the food that you're eating. I'm going to talk about, as I talk about sleeping naked and, you know, body care, I'm also going to talk about what's in your cabinet in reference to the lotions you put on your skin, the antiperspirants you're using, what kind of shower gel are you using. You know, I have to laugh because I read labels on everything. Yes, I even read the labels on any kind of soap that I use, any kind of shower gel I use. If I cannot pronounce the stuff that's in the shower gel, I don't use it. Meaning, I don't use the things that let you buy at the grocery store, like Dial or what are the other ones? Dove, all those soaps and shower gels. I don't deal with those things because there's so many chemicals in them. And this, I laugh because they put in, like, you know, they have special oil, or like there's one out there now that has, you know, flower essence and whatever. There's not enough essence in that stuff to combat all those chemicals. And once again, your body takes those in. If you're showering every day, twice a day, in my case, 2-3 times a day down here, imagine how much of that junk I'm actually putting in my system. And what about the lotion you put on your skin? You know, I'm a big advocate of natural products. You know, one of the things I love, I'm sitting right now and I'm looking at, you know, one of the companies I use, whose products I use, is called Aria Cassia. And I have, sitting here looking at apricot kernel oil. I have jojoba oil. I use sweet almond oil. And I'll add essential oils to those to help, you know, give them some extra fragrance. The lotions that I use, I mean, there's a brand, I don't know if it should be available because I buy from Whole Foods. It's called Nubian Heritage. And it's all natural stuff. I mean, the one I'm using right now, the first ingredient is coconut oil. Yes. It's a little heavier. I like it because, you know, right now things are being a little bit cooler. The skin's a smidgen drier, so I use a little bit heavier stuff when the weather's cooler. But you want to really, be aware of what you're putting on your skin. Think about this. If I'm going to have you sleeping naked, it's like you're actually watching, and you're watching what you're putting on your body in reference to the clothing you're wearing, let's take it a step further. What are you wearing? What are you using on your skin? What kind of colognes are you wearing? I mean, some will listen to the show and think, why am I discussing these things? Because I really want to bring about the awareness that it's everything we do, every little thing adds up. It's not just the air we breathe. It's not just the water we drink. It's not just, you know, the clothes we wear. It's everything we do that contributes to the health and well-being of our beautiful body temples. Ladies, as a sacred woman, you are a divine essence. You are a divine creature, and you deserve to feel amazing. All across the board, emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally. And it requires you taking the time out, I'll say it again, to be conscious of what you're doing. So think about it. I mean, really, I want you to go in your bathroom, you know, and today, tonight, before you go to bed tonight, and look at what's on the shelf. Look at all the products that you're using that are contributing, potentially contributing to health issues for you. Antiperspirant, those are some of the worst things we can use as women, because they, and now I'm laughing because now they've got antiperspirant out there now that you can, that's actually effective for 48 hours. Are you kidding me? Is somebody so lazy that they can't take a shower every day? Seriously? I'm like, who is, I understand that there's some people do have, there's a medical condition that does cause you to perspire more. I get that. That's a medical condition that has, you know, specific needs and needs how it needs to be met. But the average everyday person doesn't sweat so much throughout the course of a day, because think about it. We're a very, very sedentary culture these days. We're not out there chopping wood. We're not out there, you know, in our gardens working. We're not, you know, standing in front of doing this labor-intensive work anymore. We sit in front of desks most, and you know, in front of computers most of our day. So we're not working up a big sweat. So who in the world needs a 48-hour deodorant? Now, it's bad enough the one that you wear that you have to, that you know, you got to reapply every morning is causing health issues because it's blocking the sweat, you know, the sweat glands in under your armpits, which is causing blockage in breast tissue. I mean, in our lymph, you know, our lymph nodes. I mean, this can go on and on and on. But they had to bring out one that's 48 hours strong? Seriously? I mean, I want you guys to really think about this. I mean, I want you to really, really think about this. What are they doing to us? What are we allowing them to do to us? You know, so seriously, look at what's in your cabinet. Look at what's on your countertop. Look at what's in your bedroom. How can you make changes? I mean, I personally stopped using antiperspirant back in... oh, God, it's been 4 or 5 years now. I use essential oils. I use normally tea tree oil and lavender oil and sometimes geranium oil. You know, they're all antibacterial. They're all, they have all the great components that actually kill bacteria. So I smell perfectly fine. And what I've learned, because I got nervous when I first started doing it, I thought, what? Because I'm in South Florida and it was summertime. It's hot and humid down here. You know, you can bust the perspiration, you know, by walking out the door some days and outside for 2 seconds. It's ridiculous. But it's awesome, too. So I thought, if I do this, am I going to have to deal with the odor? You know, am I going to have sweaty underarms? And you know something? I didn't. And I think part of that might be because of how I eat, because my diet is relatively clean. I don't put a lot of processed food in my system. I'm not a really big fast food person, and I tend to eat more at home than I do out in public, so I tend to control my own diet. But, I mean, it's really surprised me that it's not something I have to deal with. And then I thought about, for folks that are nervous about trying the more natural things, because I first started out by using, like, the natural deodorant that you would find in Whole Foods. There's a couple of brands that I use. There's one I use periodically now, but I can't think of what it's called. Hang on a second. Let me find it for you guys. But, I mean, I really was conscious of what I was doing to take better care of my system. Here it is. The one that I use sometimes, if I'm not using essential oils, I take a break from them. It's Kiss My Face Lavender Active Life. It's great. It lasts all day. There are no chemicals in there that are going to cause my body to, you know, go haywire, to do any damage. But I still prefer the essential oils. But what I learned was when I was, my body got used to not having the antiperspirant, it didn't perspire. My underarms did not get all sweaty. You know, I wasn't dealing with any kind of body odor. I smell perfectly fine. I smell very lovely. Matter of fact, people follow me around the store and will stop me and say, my gosh, you smell amazing. What are you wearing? It's hysterical. And it's kind of frightening sometimes. You get people following you and you don't know why they're following you until they finally do have the courage to stop and say, you know, what kind of cologne am I wearing, or what am I, you know, what lotion am I wearing? And this is men and women. It's very interesting, my life some days. But like I said, I just had to do the show today because I just want you guys to really start thinking about your body care. What changes can you make? Like I said, the first one I recommend doing is sleeping naked. Take off the PJs, take off the T-shirts, take off, you know, the bras and panties. Really get in that bed and allow your body to just breathe. And then the next level is, like I said, to pay attention to what you're wearing up against your skin in reference to bras and panties and your clothing. If you're in a habit of wearing tight clothing on a regular basis, take some time out every now and then to wear something loose. You know, wear a long skirt, wear a long dress, just something to give your body a chance just to relax. You know, we're so stressed out nowadays, it doesn't help that we're wearing such restrictive clothing. That just kind of adds to our tension. Like I said, it's all these little things that add up. So even if you just do this maybe on the weekends, just to start out, you're going to start discovering that you're feeling better. You're going to feel more relaxed. And when you start changing the kind of materials that you're wearing, especially up against your skin, especially up against your private parts, you're up against your yoni and your vaginal lips and all that beautiful stuff, you're going to start feeling different. You're going to start being more conscious of what you're doing too. And how and what you're allowing into your personal energy field. Once again, go through your bathroom and take a look at all the products that you use. This also includes your shampoo, because you're also absorbing stuff through your scalp. Really look at the products. You know, people talk about sometimes more natural stuff is more expensive, but if you really stop and think in terms of your health, isn't it worth it? And I got news for you, some of this stuff can last a very long time. Like I said, with the essential oils, I get a 1 ounce bottle, and it'll last me for months. You know, it'll last me probably 2 months easily. And I use it every day. Like I said, the other deodorant I told you about, because I use it in conjunction with the essential oils, will last me for many months. And health-wise, I feel great. You know, I know that I'm not adding any more damage to my cells. I'm not doing any more damage to my energy field than is happening just by me walking and throughout, you know, just living on this planet. So, when you become more conscious of what you're putting on your body, as well as in your body, because we're not talking about nutrition today, we're talking strictly about what's going on your body, on your skin, up against your skin, you begin to take ownership of your precious being. You begin to tap into that sacred wise woman. You begin to tap into your internal wisdom. It's a beautiful feeling. It really, really, truly is. So the next time you go shopping for underwear, bras and panties, whatever, your shapewear, really look at that material and think about for a second, how is this going to affect you in reference to once you put it on? What is it going to be doing to your body? Buy more cotton underpants. They've got some beautiful stuff out there. Save the microfiber or the satin underpants or polyester stuff, maybe for special occasions. Red-tid wisdom is about a woman's wisdom. It is about being conscious of how to take care of yourself in the most magnificent and succulent way. So hopefully, like I said, this show, hopefully it's going to help you just be more conscious of what you're doing and understand that we help to contribute to the health and well-being of our bodies, to our health and well-being of our mental state, as well as our spirituality in reference to our personal care. So as the show winds down, if you guys have any questions, you know you can reach me over at the website. RedTintWisdom.com. You can definitely reach me there if you have any questions. I once again hope this information does spark some interest. And like I said, it just makes you more aware, just makes you more conscious, just that's what it is. It just takes a little bit. That's how I became more aware of things. It was just little things I'd read about, little things I'd learn about, especially when I was, like I said, going through fibromyalgia, and I had to figure out a way to really, really eliminate toxins in my body to help my nervous system heal. So until we talk again next week, once again, this is Cindy Harris here at Red Tint Wisdom, and as always, I wish you guys much love and unlimited joy. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.